Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Is this Kiss 2?
No, this...
No?
Who is this show? This is Black...
ELO. Electric Light.
I just thought you were going to continue with the Kiss theme, man. Come on, man. Died, and you don't play his music? What kind of nonsense is that?
Not spending the entire day. You know Vinny and Haney are going to do that.
Oh, no.
Joining us right now from The Athletic, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, good friend Ralph Russo. What's up, Ralph?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we got a little Detroit Rock City, right?
Yeah.
That's what we need to be coming back with on a day like today. We
came back with I Was Made for Loving You. I told him we should have done Back in the New York Groove, but either way, still
that,
honoring
that
them.
Would have been perfect. That would have been perfect for me because I live in New York and I am a long time and I am a native New Yorker. So yeah, that would have been good.
Ralph, some good games. They start tonight. This weekend is like college football is like the chores devil because you're not getting anything done this weekend with all the games beginning tonight. Louisville at Miami, Nebraska at Minnesota. Those games start an hour apart. I'm going to have my TV on one, my tablet on the other because I need to watch both of those.
Yeah, especially Louisville-Miami because I do think the Cardinals represent the best chance to get to put a loss on Miami left on the schedule. Now, you know, listen, Miami has been prone to losing some games that they probably should win. That was certainly the case last year. Lost a couple of games that probably kept them out of the playoff that, you know, that on paper they probably should have came up and won. Defense is a lot better this year. Louisville is explosive offensively, maybe a little turnover prone. I definitely look at this one as like it's a chance also for Louisville to sort of get back into the ACC race. And again, Miami looks like the clear favorite there,
yeah.
But this could change that race a little bit.
Hey, Ralph, Vanderbilt hasn't been favored over an SEC team, I think, since God knows when, maybe when college football was invented, but they're favored over LSU this weekend. How much of a shock is that to you, and what do you see happening?
Go Vandy!
Yeah, I can't remember the number. It was something along the lines of like 70 or 80 SEC games in which they haven't been favored. I think the last time they were favored against LSU was something like 1948. Frankly, I didn't think they even had lines back then. So okay, sure, I'll buy it. You know, LSU's defense is really, really good. Their offense is very much dysfunctional. So it's simply a matter of, like, do you think that they can get their offense together against a Vandy team that, you know, frankly, is probably as good or better than last year? I mean, they made a lot of headlines last year because they pulled off the big upset against Alabama. But this looks like a more, you know, well-rounded team, a little better on both sides of the ball. Pavia is really good. You know, I actually think Vandy's going to get the job done here and be the team that stays in the SEC race. Again, like, that SEC is just... It's going to be a lot of fun and really cluttered. I think you're just going to have a bunch of teams with one or two losses fighting it out toward the end of the season.
Ralph Russo joins us from The Athletic, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. This is one that I can't wait for. 3:30 game's going to be on ABC. I am a Lane Kiffin fan, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Ole Miss travels to Sanford Stadium in Athens, Georgia, to take on the Bulldogs, Ralph.
Yeah, you know, Ole Miss knocked off Georgia last year and really did it in emphatic fashion. It was one of the worst losses Kirby Smart's teams have had, just in terms of, like, wow, they got dominated. They got dominated on both sides of the line. Now, this is not that Ole Miss team. Ole Miss last year had a few high NFL draft pick caliber defensive linemen. They were a lot tougher on that side of the ball. Lane Kiffin will always, you know, I was kidding around. If you remember back, they had that game against LSU where they essentially sealed the deal with like a 4th-and-3, right? Late in the game, had a 4th-and-2, 4th-and-3, and Kiffin made a great call. They threw the ball, completed the pass, converted the 4th down, and won the game. And I went on Twitter and I said, if I had a play for a 4th down play for my life, what coach would I want calling that play? And I think it might be Lane Kiffin. He's a great offensive mind. This is a really good offensive team. Trinidad Chambliss is a Division II transfer who has been ripping up the SEC. I kind of think Kirby's going to get him, though. I just can't see Kirby Smart losing 2 in a row to Lane, especially with this one at home. But it is a really fascinating one. Again, like Georgia, this is not 2021-2022 Georgia. Super dominant defense, just suffocating offense. This Georgia team has a lot more vulnerable than they've been under Kirby in their championship years. You're right. Should be a great one. I'll take Kirby to figure out a way to slow the Lane train down.
What about USC? Whenever they leave their time zone, they tend not to win. I know they're big underdogs. I love Jeremiah Love, but I think Jadarian Price might be my favorite running back in college football. I think the running game shows out here. What do you see with these two teams? Because I think there's a lot of people that don't believe in Notre Dame.
Yeah, I totally get the Notre Dame, the frustration with still seeing Notre Dame ranked, especially when they were 0-2. But you got to remember, they lost a 3-point game to Miami and a 1-point game to Texas A&M. Neither of those two teams have lost yet. So you're talking about two of, you know, even if you feel like, hey, maybe Texas A&M's a little overrated at this time of the year, you're still talking about probably two of the best 10 teams in the country, right? And Notre Dame played those teams toe-to-toe, and they've destroyed everything in their path since. You're right, I love Price. You know, what as great as Love is, Price is you know, probably one of the better backs in the country, too. USC is better than they have been, I think. That offense, they're running the ball much better now, even though they're super banged up at running back. Mayavet has been low-key one of the best 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the country. I don't know if people are realizing how well he is playing. It's just hard to trust USC on the road. Lincoln Riley's teams tend not to be like the most buttoned up outfit. Penalties, special teams gaffes, they just always seem to shoot themselves in the foot, and on the road that really comes to bear on them. I do think this game is going to be a lot closer than that spread, though. I saw it was about an 8-pointer. I'll also say this, a little bit of a bold prediction. The winner of this game makes the playoff.
Hmm.
I if you look at the schedule now, if Notre Dame loses, they got 3 losses. It's going to be a really tough time for them to get
they'll,
in.
They'll figure out how to put them in.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But with USC, if you look at this one, if they can get this game, you know, Oregon later in the year, but the schedule works out pretty well that they might be able to get to 10-2.
I like it. Ralph, tell us what you're working on right now.
Well, you know, it's been a busy week because of the firing of James Franklin. We just had a story that published yesterday, my colleague Bruce Feldman and I, that sort of takes you a little bit behind the scenes of like why it went so wrong so quickly at Penn State for Franklin. I think he was a coach who, despite all his winning and his great record, was probably living a little closer to the edge than most people thought. That was a program that was under a ton of pressure this year to deliver on a great season, deliver on a breakthrough. And when it didn't happen against Oregon, it looked like a place where they couldn't really withstand a crisis. And the burden of having trying to be the breakthrough team really did seem to be weighing on Franklin and the players. So one loss led to another loss led to another loss. And then stunningly, after 11 and a half years and 104 wins, like, James Franklin is gone and Penn State is looking for something different. It's really, really wild that we got to that point so quickly.
Absolutely it is. Man, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking to you again before the season's over.
Enjoy the games.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right, 410-583-1057. That's the number. We'll do our own college football preview, Jeremy, at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, the Baltimore Ravens. What is one reason you're optimistic for the rest of their season? One reason. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:18 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. The Baltimore Ravens are 1-5 on the year in last place in the AFC North. But, Jeremy, this is going to be – I don't want to take up all your time in this segment because my answer is going to be real complicated of why I am optimistic. So if you let me go first.
Go ahead.
And to leave you some time at the end of the segment. Lamar.
Is that it?
That's it.
I mean, I'd be fine with
that. That's it. Lamar. That's why I'm optimistic. Joe reported earlier that Lamar should be back in practice next week. Am I right, Joe?
That's correct. That's from multiple sources around the league.
Lamar. If Lamar's back, I'm optimistic. If Cooper Rush or Huntley quarterbacking, we in trouble. Lamar's back.
Put Booby in.
There you go. Lamar's Booby. Y'all want to win? Put Lamar in. If he comes back, that's my optimism.
Well, I'll give you two other things. And it's just not him, but that's the key ingredient.
Right.
Okay. So you gave us the meat. I'm going to give you the potatoes and the collard greens right now. Which is everyone else getting healthy?
You don't know nothing about no collard greens, man.
I'm going to give you the potatoes and the spinach and kale right now. No, because the rest of the team getting healthy is obviously going to help. Health is paramount, and the health of Lamar is the most important thing. The next thing is you look at the schedule. You have everything on your schedule. Like, if you watch those two teams play last night and you know you played them four times, you're going, check, thank you, check, because they both suck.
They suck badly.
And look, I know the Ravens
have
sucked.
What did you say yesterday? Suck, Carlton said.
They suck.
They suck.
It's just, God, man. And you look at the rest of their schedule, and yeah, sure, does the Patriots game look a little bit more difficult? Yeah. Does the Packers game look difficult? Sure, but maybe not as it did the first 2 weeks of the season. You got the Bears and the Vikings and all these teams that are kind of middling that you usually beat their ass if you're healthy.
Yes.
And I think that's what happens. I think they get back in this and they make the playoffs.
Someone told me 2 days ago, he was a, who's he a fan of? Not the Ravens, but he said, you guys are awful cocky to be 1-5. That's because I got the best weapon in the game.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I got that weapon, and that's not – what do they put next to your name, your team when you eliminated from playoffs? Did they put the X?
What?
Next to your team's name when they eliminate from the playoffs. As long as that symbol is not next to the Ravens' name, meaning they're eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, I get what you're saying. In the regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have number 8. Damn right I'm supposed to be cocky.
You should be.
Because I know what he can do. We got time. Game ain't over.
He could win 3 MVPs if the right people were voting for it. If the right people were voting for it, not idiots.
All right, you like,
it just pisses me off when somebody doesn't win something that they were supposed to win, and it's blatant. It's just blatant.
My son played better than everybody. Why doesn't he get an award?
Yeah.
He was the best player. Why doesn't he? That's what you say.
You're
like.
Lucky I'm not that's his what parent. I'd be up at the front office like, hey, the hell is this? You see what he did? And look what this cat did? He's better than him in every statistical category. Make it make sense. Make it, please.
I can't.
The only thing he was better than him in was rushing touchdowns, and Lamar didn't even take a rush within 5 yards
well,
of the
he
end
was
zone.
He was their weapon inside of 10.
Mm-hmm.
They had this guy, this Hall of Fame running back. You may have heard of him. His name Derrick Henry. Why would you let Lamar run inside of 10
I'm just
when
saying
you got 22?
That's the only thing he had better than him.
That's it. See, folks, we're telling you. We're giving you while we're optimistic. Number eight.
The best player in the game, man.
Raise your hands if you have season tickets and you thought about not going to the game the last 2 weeks because number 8 wasn't playing. Let's be honest. Be honest. Because
mm-hmm.
I know you exist. I have friends who told I don't know if I want to go. Why? Because number 8.
I love this, man.
Back when they were 4-6 and they put 8 in the game and number 5 was hurt, you guys started putting dirt on the Ravens because the season was over. You start calling into these shows talking about draft picks and crap. Lamar said, no. It was 4-5, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Lamar said, no, we ain't talking draft picks. I'm a draft pick. We finna go to playoffs. And your world about to change. So that's why I have optimism. I have 8. And until I don't have 8, then I ain't worried about
it. Yeah, something else happens later in the year, then we'll apologize and say we were sorry because we lost him.
I ain't apologizing.
But if he's there... I mean, you got to look at if he's there, this team is the best team in this division, even with how this whole season started.
Because you got the best player in the game. So, Joe, the reason, you want one reason for optimism for the rest of the season? Lamar. That's all I got for you. He makes, for those of you that can remember, I'm going to give you this before we head to the break. We're going to take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. We want you to answer this question. If for those of you that are old enough to remember, a guy out in Los Angeles, different sport, his name was Magic Johnson.
Should have been
Magic
a porn
Johnson.
Name.
Yeah, well, he wasted a porn name, didn't he? Mm. Magic Johnson with the Lakers made everybody around. He made Michael Cooper relevant. He made Byron Scott relevant. He made James Worthy better. James Worthy was already great. He made James Worthy better.
Pop it, James.
He took some years, the fountain of youth for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That one guy did all of that. All of that. Put him right in the middle of it. Everybody around him was better. There's a guy named by the name of Michael Jordan. You may have heard of him.
Is he good?
He was good.
Oh, he was in The Wire and Black Panther. And
yeah, that's him, Michael B. Jordan. But he played for the Chicago Bulls. Michael Jordan made everybody better. Michael Jordan allowed Scottie Pippen to be on the NBA 50th anniversary team because you take Michael Jordan off of that team, Scottie Pippen is not on the anniversary team. Stop it. He's not on that team. That's what Michael Jordan did. That's who Lamar Jackson is. He makes everybody around him better.
Just by being there.
Just by being there.
The attention that he gets from opposing defenses, it's amazing, man. Like I've said it, the cheat code in the NFL is that mesh point between Lamar putting the ball in Derrick Henry's belly, yep, and then you figuring out who's running it or is he throwing it.
And in football, you're never supposed to sink your feet, meaning having your toes and your heels in the ground. When a mob puts that ball in his gut, what do? They sink their feet.
Yep.
Because they don't know where to go. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
A fan base that I appreciate because I know how much they care and how much they want us to be great. And even when they're frustrated and even if they say things that are hurtful, it's okay because that's our job. That's our job. And it's also going to be great. It's going to be wonderful when things are rolling again and they can enjoy it like they're supposed to. And that's why we're working so hard to get it where it needs to be.
All right, dissect that for us, Jeremy.
Well, once things get good, I'm going to tell you, I told you this was going to happen. But, you know, it's going to get good. And we got players back, and everybody should be happy. And we want you guys. It's almost like the parent that's like, yeah, he didn't mean what he said. You know, when he said he hated me, that wasn't true. They don't want me gone. It's just, they're just saying this in the moment. Right. It's passionate, yeah. Right? That's what he's trying to get across. But I do think they turn it around, and if they do, you're going to have to give him some credit. Look, we are not Harbaugh guys, right? I'm not putting words in your mouth. You have to give him credit if they turn this around.
You do.
Yeah.
You can't just give him blame if they don't.
No.
Give me one reason you're optimistic about the rest of the season, Shoby and Owens Mills.
Yeah, my number one reason is because we got four games left, Steelers and Bengals, so we can control the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
If we need to.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It's a good point within the division, yeah. Getting tiebreakers over the other team so you don't have to actually pass them record-wise if you beat them twice.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I hate to agree with Rob. No, just kidding. But, yeah, my one reason is Lamar and what you said, like the Magic Johnson analogy or whatever, making everybody good around him. I just wish that Lamar could make our defense good around him, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's because of Lamar. Hey, Jeremy, I sent you a friend request real quick. Yeah. I don't know if you got it now, but it was me.
What did you do?
He sent you a friend request.
Oh, okay. I'll look for it.
We got the coach on hold.
Really?
Yeah, the coach.
Coach?
Trippy.
Hello?
Hello, what's going on, fellas?
Coach Tripp.
Hey, what's going on, man? Look, this Coach Trippy, man, I'm going to tell y'all, right? By the time we play the Jets, we're going to be 6-5, and then by the time we play the Steelers, we're going to be 7-5. Hey, we're about to go on a winning streak, right? And if Jeremy, I disagree with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Ravens turned around, you can't credit Harbaugh. You got to credit Coach Tripp because he the one out there, you know, hyping the guys up and all that, man.
You know what? I stand corrected. My apologies.
No, you good. But, hey, Jeremy, man, you know the Ravens down bad when Raven parents on Twitter fussing at these fake podcast analysts.
I saw that. Who is it, Cole, that somebody's dad went after?
Man, Cole need to worry about his Blue Jays and stop. You know what I mean? But, hey, we talk about that another time. But, hey, like I said, we're going to reset, man. Like I told y'all, these first six games, it was a bye week, y'all. We got 11 games left now. If the players really say they're going to do what they're going to do, lock in, and we're going to start week one. And then we got a short week. We play the Dolphins. That should be two easy wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a mini bye. Then we go to Minnesota. Then we come home. I forgot who we play.
You going to take us through the whole schedule?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. But look, everything is falling in place, right? The Ravens just got to lock in. And if they keep talking about all this, you know what I mean? No missed tackles. Even if you don't hit the quarterback, apply pressure. Turnovers, you know what I mean? The little basic stuff, because, man, come on, man.
Hey,
ow.
Hey, Trippy, we got to run. Thanks a lot, man. Let's go to Mitch in Orange Mills. What's up, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the Cleveland Browns put Flacco out on the market a couple of weeks ago, and we were in desperate need of a QB. I don't know what the Bengals gave up to get him, but could we have gotten him if they were willing to let him go to a division rival? And I heard Tomlin is pretty pissed off about this.
You saw Flacco have a great game last night, and you had the delusions of grandeur of him being here in Baltimore. Number one, who's to say he was on the market? Maybe there was a phone call made directly to Cleveland saying, hey, what's the chances of getting Joe Flacco?
I think sometimes more times than not, the trades happen that way than
yeah.
There's an NFL message board saying, hey, just like you would in your fantasy league, these are the guys that are available.
Or Madden. That's yeah. Where they get it from. Or Madden. But the guy had a great game last night. Like, we get it. But let's not forget all the others. I mean, the whole, there's a reason they got him out of there. There's a reason for that. Let's go to Don in Columbia. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, great. Hey, Flacco still keeps balling. It's great to see him go. Hey, I'm a season ticket holder, and you were saying something about staying home when the Mars not playing. It's not the point of that. You know, the game's not free. I've been a season ticket holder since 2012. It's $100 to park. You're getting up, making the effort to go back and watch a bunch of millionaires that they don't give a product on the field worth going to sit and stand and watch.
How long has this been going on?
Since this season. Exactly. We've been pretty.
They've been hurt, Don. Don, where are those millionaires? Where are they? Who were? Where were they last Sunday and the Sunday before last? Most of those guys aren't even because they're hurt. Their salary dictates whether or not they get hurt.
Yeah, but you asked if people are willing to go.
I understand it. But just because you give an answer doesn't mean I have to agree with it. You're saying they're not putting a good product on the field because they're not putting the players on the field. Lamar wasn't there. Roquan wasn't there. 2 weeks ago, Kyle wasn't there. These guys aren't on the field.
Sounds like Harbaugh's talking when you say that. You've got guys playing since college that have experience that should be.
Okay. Kyle Bowler should have been better, Don. Kyle Bowler should have been better. He should have been better. That's what you're saying. He played in college. That's the dumbest thing ever. Come on, stop it. They've been playing since college, so they all created equal because they all played in college. Come on, man, stop it. I sound like Harbaugh. No, you sound like the guy that he's talking about.
What's that, Harbaugh?
Unreal. By the way, he said get Flacco. All right, Flacco against Cincinnati. Touchdown, 2 interceptions, passer rating of 75. Flacco against the Ravens, touchdown, 1 interception, passer rating of 65. Flacco against Green Bay, no touchdowns, 1 interception, passer rating of 55. Flacco against Detroit, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, passer rating of 39. All you remember is Flacco
last night
against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the whole picture.
And again, not knowing when Lamar's coming back and it's saying that he's going to come back in a few weeks, are you really giving up something to go get Flacco for 2 games? And I know how important you think the 2 games are. I get it, because I think they're important too. You just paid Cooper Rush all that money, and now you're going to say after 1 game, we made a huge mistake. And maybe they did, but you're not giving up draft capital to go get a guy for a game or two.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. I think I got to give Cincinnati credit. They actually won the head game with Pittsburgh because they knew Joe Flacco was the only guy to beat them. But love him. Excited, like you said, Rob, about Lamar Jackson. He is the most capable, elite football player in the National Football League. And I think we really are going to see this man shine for the next 11 weeks. And it's like Trippy said, like Coach Trippy said, hey, about that first 48 is 60 minutes. But I think we win 1-0 this weekend, fellas.
There we go. Got that Steelers off.
Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Oh, how you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
The way I see the division, I told everybody yesterday, Pittsburgh is trash. I'm not worried about them. What I think we really got to worry about is Cincinnati. Higgins and Chase, they beasts. But I still look, Ravens, we got 11 games, they'll win 9. You think 10 will get us in the playoffs?
I think 10 has a chance to get you in, but it needs to be winning your division.
It can't be just, yeah, you're right. I mean, it has to be 10 beating up on your division along the way, giving them some L's, and ultimately getting that tiebreaker.
I mean, there's always a chance that things get very mediocre across the board, but then you're praying for tiebreakers in your favor. And you've already lost to Houston. You've already lost to Buffalo. I mean, you've lost to a couple of teams in the AFC that are important.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to a jerk up in Connecticut. Did something that I feel like I bring this up all the time when it happens. It makes me sick to my stomach.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who's next? Time to give out shovels. Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel this morning?
Yeah, these scumbags up in Connecticut. They abandoned their dog when the nor'easter was approaching. Same thing that we had happening with that dog in Florida where they tied it to a fence when the damn hurricane's coming. These are the scummiest people in the world that you get a pet and you're too embarrassed to take it back because you feel like people are going to judge you. So you go and tie it up and don't even let it fend for itself. You know, it's just unbelievable. If you can't handle having a pet and you don't have time to train it, then don't get one. This is just like... You're going to chain it to a fence when we have a storm coming in?
Yeah.
Like, did you make any effort to find anybody? Like, I hope they find these people and throw the book at them. It was tied to a chain link fence. The New Haven Animal Shelter now has the dog, as it was found on Monday in the pouring rain, just tied up to the fence. They're asking for anyone with information there to help them out and find out where they got this dog. It says, together we can help ensure the safety and well-being of animals in our community. And hold those accountable for such blatant neglect. The people that hurt animals are some of the worst people in the world.
It takes a special kind of evil to hurt animals. It does. My shovel goes to Tua Tagovailoa for this.
As a leader of this team, of the Miami Dolphins, you know, the comments that had been said, I would say I've made a mistake, and I'm owning up to that right now. You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it. And, you know, that they know my heart. They know that the intent was right. But no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right. But when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it, you know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team.
He said comments that I said. Then he said, made a mistake. My question to you two is, what do we do? Well, how does the media portray something? What do we say? Tua, we didn't print what you said. We played what you said. We showed on video what you said. You threw people under the bus. A former teammate of yours said, you missed meetings too. Jeremy, what do we do? How did the media... become the bad guy in that.
Yeah, we misconstrued what he said, but we just played what you said.
And you apologize for what you said. So why do guys always go to the media? Dude, you said there's a leadership problem on your team because people are late to and miss meetings. How's that misconstrued? What did we misunderstand about that?
This is the same cat that said whether I throw five picks or five touchdowns when I go home, my kids still love me. Well, that's great. That wasn't the question we asked. Why aren't you playing up to snuff?
Like, I don't know how the media plays it. Should we not have played that? Should we have cut that interview out? Is that what we should have done?
Man, he seems so soft.
Jeez.
He kind of reminds, like, there's some passive aggressive.
There's Russell Wilson. He's Russell Wilson.
I wasn't going to say it, but you said
he is
it.
Russell Wilson all the way. Mama's boy. Frank from Rotterwood. What's up, Frank?
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me there?
Yep. Got you.
Okay. Me and my wife just got back from a trip to Toronto and the St. Lawrence Seaway with another couple. Everything was great. We get back to Baltimore. We call Uber to pick us up. The guy didn't even get out of the car to help load the luggage. Then he drives us to Rotterwood, where we got out. He didn't get out of the car to take the luggage out. Should we have tipped him or not?
So
I didn't give a shovel to the guy or give the shovel to me, because we didn't tip him.
So I guess, look, it's up to the person, their prerogative and what they do. I always tip. I always try to get, I just said I had the worst Uber ride of my life going to the Shane Gillis concert. We talked about this. I thought I was going to die in 15 separate occasions. This woman committed every single thing that I hate on the road that people do. She did it at a high rate and at tremendous
speed.
The
irony is she just drove like you do.
No. Not even close, man. Like, she took three personal phone calls while I was in the car with her of stuff that I'm not supposed to hear. Like, just blatant. And I still tipped her. I still tipped her well. But I'm that person that I don't know who's having a bad day, what's going on in their lives. I give them three strikes. I treat it like baseball. So if I get them two other times and they're bad, then yeah, I won't tip them.
I tip them all the time. How much I tip them varies. I tip you a lot for great service. For that, I'm going to tip you the bare minimum. And I tip for one reason: to kill the stereotype. That's it.
See, that's good, man. I appreciate
the
that.
The only reason why I tip.
Wait, so,
because I'm afraid that, you know, especially here locally, if I don't tip, if Rob Long is on social media.
Well, your name's all over the city.
R. Long?
Yeah. It's in I saw one in Pikesville the other day.
What did Tupac say? I get around.
Oh, see, he said a lot of things.
But I have a question based off this tipping situation, though. When you go to the airport and you get a ride from your car to the actual airport, when you do the overnight parking, do you tip that guy?
The bus?
Yeah.
I do.
No, you tip the bus guy?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were supposed to.
If he picks up my bags.
He's never done that.
Yeah, I always do it myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm already paying $40 to park for 3 days.
I never knew that was in the...
I do. I get him a buck or two, a couple bucks there, like for...
I never pass by him. I literally get like on the towards the back. I get on, put my luggage on. I get off, I'm gone. I don't even interact
more times than not, the guy's already at the door and won't let you bring your baggage up. No, I got it.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
Have you? Has that guy ever got your luggage?
This time I only had one bag. In the past, I feel like they get up really fast to try to say like, oh, I got your bags down for you. Like, obviously you owe me something now.
If it happened to me, I would have tipped. But I've never had that bus driver.
Really?
You talk about the long buses with two entrances?
No. Fast park.
Oh, I never did
that. The short buses.
I'm talking about the long buses.
No, not
you
those.
Two guys ride the short bus. I'm talking about the long bus.
I've been riding the short bus in sixth grade.
So, I'm not tipping that bus driver.
I am.
Let's go to Harry in Delaware. What's up, Harry?
I tip too many people.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was listening to the game on your station last night.
Good plug. Thank you all very much, Harry. Good plug.
Listen, when Flacco was leading Cincinnati down the field at the end of the first half, the announcer was absolutely enthralled with Flacco. He spent about 2 minutes, and he kept using the term that Flacco was on the verge of becoming an all-timer. I don't know what that means to you guys, but to me, that means like he's on the verge of becoming a Hall of Famer. And I don't know where he's coming from with that one.
Well, you know what? So, like, I'll give you an example. There was a thing online where Adam Jones got into the Hall of Very Good with like 99% of the vote.
Right.
It's kind of like a fun thing. Like, hey, you may not get in the Hall of Fame, but we want to recognize you as being a great player when you played. And I think Flacco's kind of in that realm.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and I think the announcer, like some announcers, go overboard with the compliments and overboard with the insults.
But there's also, you can't take away from him. He's done what only one other person's done in the league, and that's throw 11 touchdowns and zero picks on his way to a Super Bowl.
I give him props, but you know why he's not going to the Hall of Fame, Jeremy?
Because he's not a Hall of Famer.
That, you know what makes him not a Hall of Famer?
What?
Because in the era where everybody threw for 4,000 yards, he did it once.
Yeah.
Everybody throws for 4,000 yards in his era. He did it one time. That's not Hall of Fame worthy. I'm sorry. Rick Ritter, 915, college football preview with me and Jeremy up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.